Random House Audio presents Love as a Way of Life. This is Gary Chapman. Introduction. My daughter Shelley and I boarded the plane in Phoenix, feeling fortunate that we had been bumped to first class. I was assigned 4A, however, and she was seated in 7A, both window seats. All 28 seats in first class were full, so we were hoping that someone would be willing to change seats so that we could be together for the 4-hour flight. Shelley said to the man seated in the aisle seat beside 7A, "Would you be willing to change seats so that I can sit with my father?" "Is it an aisle seat?" the man asked. "No, it's a window seat." "Can't do that," he said. "Don't like crawling over people to get out." "I can understand that," Shelley responded as she took her seat. A bit later, the man who had been assigned the aisle seat beside me arrived. I said, "Would you be interested in sitting in 7A so that my daughter and I could sit together?" He glanced back at 7A and said, "I'd be happy to." "I really appreciate that," I said. "Not a problem," he replied with a smile as he picked up his paper and moved to 7A. Later, I reflected on that incident. What accounted for the two different responses? The men were about the same age, late 50s or early 60s was my guess. Both were dressed in business attire, yet one held to his aisle seat with tenacity, while the other freely gave up the aisle to accommodate our desire.